Is about Zara Daf Lamid or Lamid Hey. We're in Lamid Dal Lamid Beis. A couple lines in the bottom. I'm a rabba. Basically, yesterday we had a shita that said that the perish, which was the waste of the shor niskal, if you use that to marry a woman, it has value and it can be mikudeshes. But the waste of the avodah zara does not have value because it's not part of the it's considered part of the animal, and therefore it cannot be mikadesh the woman. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Tarvayu Tanihi. Both these rules that Rab said, we can actually extract from the conversation towards the end of our Mishnah. Midika Amar Le, so what happens? So we had in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Shmuel that the reason why cheese of the Avodah Zarah is Asr Bachila was, Midika Amar Le, Mipnei Shemamidin Bekevas Nevela. Because they would curdle the cheese in the rennet of a nevela. So the Gemara then said, "Become a hard delay." And Rabbi Shmuel said to them, "Well, why should that make that? Why would that be usher? Halo kevas ola chamur mikevas nevela. The rennet of the korban ola is more chamur than the rennet of the nevela. Why? Because an ola is also usher be hana, as opposed to a nevela, which only usher be achila. So and nevertheless, the halacha was that if a kohen wanted to, he could sort of chug the liquid that's inside the rennet of the rennet of the ola. So if it's a whole idea is that you're worried about be curled in the rennet of the nevela, but the rennet of the nevela should be mutter because the rennet of the ola is mutter. So the Gemara said there, Michlal, you see from here the isure hana sharu parshayu, that things that are asur bahana, the peresh, which can either mean something that's separated from it or the refuse in it, is mutter bahana, meaning you saw that the peresh of the ola, which is something that's asr bahana, was mutter bahachila. So too the peresh of the which is the cable of the nevela should also be mutter bahachila. Why are you telling me that the gzera of gvinas akum was because we're worried that you're curdling the cheese in the rennet of the nevela? The rennet of the nevela should be mutter bahachila, just like the rennet of the ola is mutter bahachila. So he says, that's one shita that was umidikamra lay. Then he says afterwards, No, it's because they curdle the cheese in the rennet of the idolaters of the Avodah Zarah. They come a hard delay, and then Rabbi Shmuel sends back to them, Im kein lamalo asrua bahana. Then why is it not asr bahana? It should be asr bahana as well. Michlal the Avodah Chavim asr pershayu. It comes to tell us that the refuse or the separated items from the Avodah Zarah is even asr behana, which is exactly what Rav said yesterday, that you can be mekudeshes with the peresh of the nevela, but you cannot or the shor niskal, but you cannot be because that's only asr b'achila, but you cannot be mekudeshes with the peresh of the akum of the Avodah Zarah because that is something that's asr b'hana. So you can extract those two rules from our Mishnah as well. So there was no answer in the Mishnah as to why, right? Rabbi Shmuel says back to Rabbi Yeshua, if that's the case, if they're curdling the cheese in the rennet of the Avodah Zarah, then it should be asr b'hana as well. Why is it asr b'achila? And yet there was no response. He didn't respond to him. So why didn't he say, right? He should have said, well, a hard delay, right? If I was there, I would have said, well, a hard delay mishum the lesser l'isurena. There's a difference. Why? Because the reason why it's on asr b'hana, he could have answered this because by the cheese, it's not there b'ain. Right. You're just curdling it in the rennet, using some sort of enzyme, I guess, that's there, and it dissipates, and it's not there. So, right, so you see also, the ha morius l'ra, right, l'hadalei mishum l'lesi l'usur b'ane, the ha morius l'rabbanan l'os ro b'hana. You have the case of the morius, which is this, the brine. Right, the lo asr b'hana. That's not asr b'hana. Why? My timer. What's the reason why they said it wasn't asr b'hana? La mishum the less l'sur b'nei. Because you don't have the wine or which was mixed inside is not extant. It's not there. So to hear the reason why it's asr b'achila is because you were curdling it in the rennet of the Avodah Zarah. Why is it asr b'hana? Because it's not b'ain. So Gemara says no. Like he can't answer that. That would have been an answer. Because Amri hacha kevun de okime kamokim chashiv lekim on the isli sur b'ainei. We have this concept of Mamid. If something is used to create something, it's not batal. So here, the rennet, even though it's not be'ain, but it was used, it's mamid. It's the cause as to why it's there. It's a yoredeya sugya. Machlokas as to why it's considered not batal, but maybe because it's used to create what's there. It's as if it's there. if it is there, say that fast a few times, then you cannot say that it's not there, and you can't, and therefore it's usher, it would be usher, that would be an answer. It could not have been an answer to say, it's mutter b'ana, because it's not be'ein, because it is be'ein. Halachically, it's be'ein, because it's davar ha'maimid. Okay. Now, so then after Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why, you know, instead of answering that, Rabbi Yeshua basically just changed the topic. He just changed the topic and said to him, he said, hey, how do you read the pasuk?
So why don't they bring the
halacha of basur
b'chalav? Because it's
Mutter
Ba'anah, but it's not be'ein.
Because it's what in basur b'chalav? It's perish. It's not part of the animal.
It's refuse. It's a waste product.
It's not considered basur. I mean, it depends on how you translate.
Okay, the chol is also the same thing like parish, it's not part of
it. Oh, no, I'm missing the question then? I don't know.
But what do you mean?
No, I mean, the rennet is some basur.
Right, so they think what they view is that the rennet is, it depends on how you view the rennet, but most view the rennet as parish. It's something that's separated or something that's refuse, so it's not considered basur. It's a good question. So he distracted him and said, what does it mean by the pasuk? Is a pasuk ki tovim dodecha miayin or kodim bedayach miayin? If it's tovim dodecha, it's Bnei Yisrael speaking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tovim dodayach, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking about Bnei Yisrael. He proves that it's called tovim dodecha, it's Bnei Yisrael speaking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? So my ki tovim dodecha miayin, what is your dodecha is greater than wine? What is that? What's the symbolism there? Ki asa Ravdimi, so Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Amra Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Bnei Yisrael says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arevim Alai Divrei Dodecha. It is more beloved to me the words of your Dodecha, the words of your Chachamim, Divrei Sofrim, Yosir Miyena Shel Torah, more than the wine of Torah. Meaning that the Rabbanans or the Drushas are more beloved to me than the actual what's actually written. You see a lot of time in Shas also, the Gemara says, oh, why did you start from here? Start from here? Oh, because that's a Drusha. We want to do the Drusha, they can bring in the Darim. We want to have the Drusha first. The Drushas are more beloved to me. So, Maishna Hakra Deshaile, what was specific about this pasuk that he used to ask? He wanted to distract him and take him off, to change the topic. Why did he use this pasuk? He has entire Tanakh to use. So, Amar Shimon ben Pazi, V'itim Rishim ben Ami, Mereisha Dekrak Amarle. He was hinting to him something from the beginning of the pasuk. There's the pasuk, the full, right, what's the full pasuk? Yishakeni Minishikos Piyu, he told him to Dech Miyayin. So from the beginning of the pasuk is Yishakenim Shikos Piyu, she kissed me with the kiss of your mouth. Amr Leh, Rabbi Shua, Saint Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmal Achi, Yishmal my brother, which is interesting why he's saying Achi, because Yishmal apparently was much younger at this time. But Yishmal Achi, Chashok Svosecha Zobazeh, you should like close your lips, like a kiss, close your lips together. The Al Tibahel Hashiv. And don't ask Kashas now. Don't ask now. Now we're not asking. My timer. Why is he not asking? He wants to know what the reason for the gzeira is. Why are you saying that Gvinas Akum is usser? And he says, basically, he just pushes him off and says, don't ask. Why don't ask questions? Right, it's like the opposite of what we tell your kids. Always ask the questions. Right? So, Amr Ula, Vitein Rashmu Bar Abba, Gzeira Chadashahi. It was a new decree. It was a new enactment. Ve'emif Apkimimba. And when it comes to the new enactments, we don't ask kashas right away. Rashi says, Gzeira Chadasha, Mikarov Gazul Agvina. It was a very recent enactment. The aim is kapimba. The aim is farshin taimok and farsh vazil. At the beginning, when you make an enactment, they do not explain the reason right away. Why? So we'll see. My gzeira. So the reason basically is because they want people to accept it first, and then they'll deal with it. Because if people start hacking about it right away, it won't become accepted. People start asking questions. Maybe people won't accept it, and it won't take hold. So they tell people, don't ask kashas for the first year or so. Let's get it accepted, and then we'll learn about it. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Isn't it better if they understood it?
Apparently, the Gemara says no. I know. Gemara says not. Gemara says not like you.
They knew human nature.
Right. Right. So, right. My time, Amar Ula v'itim of Yisroel, Chazera Chadash v'im Chakim Ba. So my Gzeirasa. So what was the Gzeira? What was the reason? What was the reason why they said that the cheese of the Goy is Aser? So my Gzeirasa. Amar Rav Shuv ben Pasi, Amar Rav Shuv ben Levi, Mishum Nikur. Because of Nikur, back to our old friend of the venom, the Giloy, that they would curdle it and leave it uncovered. Right, they would leave it uncovered. Mishum Nikur. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Valei Mishum Nikur. That's the Gezeira. First of all, it's just Sakana. It's not a big deal. And we have the Gezeira anyway. It's just an extension of what was going on. So you have to be worried about it for a whole year not to say anything. So he says, Valei Mishum Nikur. He says, no, Kidu'ula, right, so Gemara says, Kidu'ula, the Amr Ula, I skipped a little bit, I jumped ahead, I mean. Kidu'ula, the Amr Ula, ki gazri gzeirasa b'marava, lo megalu taima atresha yarchishata. When they made a gzeira in the West, they wouldn't reveal the time for 12 months. Dilma ik inish to lo severe lay. There might be a person who doesn't think it makes sense, but asin zazuz lebei. And therefore, it would be mazazlet. So they want to say that the reason. They didn't want to say the reason. I don't know. I think the question we just had was better. Giloy is an already existent gezerah. What? It's been around for a while. It's nothing other than sakana, the whole reason. So people are going to be in pocket by that, I guess. I don't know. So he says, but Rabbi Yirmiyah says that's not, that can't be the answer. Megadev bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah says that cannot be. Because Elamayata, if that's the case, if the reason why the cheese of the Akum is usser is because of the chashash of giloy, of leaving the liquid open overnight and worried about the snake somehow depositing the venom, then Yavesha Tishteri and Yasham Tishteri, this dry cheese and this old cheese should be mutter, because apparently the venom wouldn't let the chemical process to make it old or to make it dry. And if you see that the old is, that it's old to a certain degree, or it's dry to a certain degree, whatever degree that is, then clearly there was no venom in here, and therefore it should be mutter. Right? Rashi says, yavesh mutter, kol giloy she yavesh mutter. Anything that dries out becomes mutter. To ares shel nachash, ilu hayasham, lo hayam enichu liyavesh. It wouldn't let it dry out. And Yashon Mutter, right? Yain v'sheichar, shen esgaluk shem chadashim. We had wine and beer, we said the other day. They were left open when they were new. V'hintim lehem atchen nisyayin shenu. And they became, whatever the age is, they got aged to a certain point. Mutter, dihaibo erish anachas, bohem enichal yashon. They wouldn't allow it to age to that point. So it should be mutter. Yet the gezerah makes no distinction between old, new, dry, not dry. It just says the cheese is usher. It can't be because of, I don't know why they don't still say gezerah this unto that. We say that all other places as well.
But that means the guy will be dying at a faster rate also.
Hmm? No, we said because the guy eat these other things that they had the resistance. Yeah. They built up the tolerance. They used to eat the scorpions and all that other stuff, and they built up the tolerance. Okay. Fine. Damrachina yavish mutar emeichli yavish elmiyati vesh tishtrei yashan tishtrei damrachanina yavish mutar emeichli yavish and yashan mutar emeichli yashan. So that can't be the reason, cannot be because of giloy. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, this is the reason why the cheese is aser. Nefisha e efshar lo below tzichei chalav. It's impossible that there won't be like leftover liquid of the milk between the and the holes of the cheese, I guess. Right. And it's possible. The assumption is, okay, two things. The assumption is, I got to say, the assumption is that only kosher cheese. I think only kosher cheese will. Sorry.
Kosher animal.
Right. Only animal. No, sorry. Only milk from a kosher animal will curdle into cheese.
Right.
Milk from a non-kosher animal apparently will not curdle into cheese. I don't know if it's true or not, but okay.
It is true.
It is true? Yeah. Okay.
It is true. There's 4,000 kosher cheeses out there.
No.
It's not
the.
Not pig's
rennet
will not curdle.
The cheese. The milk. You mean the milk?
That's what it means.
The pig's milk will not curdle.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No other
animals. So the afraid over here is that maybe they mixed together, maybe that they used the Oved Kukavim's non-kosher milk or something like that, and it's Asa Bishtia, and they would try to put it into the milk, and that part wouldn't curdle, and it would be left over, and you'd be drinking that. Shmuel Amar says, Mibnei Shemamidin Osa Be'or Kebas Nevela. He says, no, because they would curdle it in the skin of the, with Kebas is again, wait, that's, isn't that again the... Yeah, the stomach. They use the skin, I guess the lining of the stomach of an nevela. And that would change it from into the cheese, and it wouldn't be batel. And then the nevela is inside it, I guess, right? That's what you're saying? The or lof pirshahu, the asr. The or is not pirsha, like we were saying before. The or is not considered a refuse of separate. It's part of the animal, and therefore, when that goes in, you're doing it with the nevela. You're getting hana, you're going to be eating the nevela. Skin of the nevela. So the Gemara says, wait a second, ha keva gufa sharia. Based on this, you're telling me that the problem is that's the skin, the lining of the keva, but the keva itself would be mutter. Ha keva gufa sharia. Umi amar shmol hachi. Does Shmuel really say that the keva itself would be mutter? V'hatnan, we learn in the Mishnah in Chulin, right, towards the end of Chulin, Kuf Tazayin, that I guess this is sort of coagulated milk, right? The milk inside the stomach of the ove kuchavim and the nevela hareza asura. You're not allowed to have it. You're not allowed to eat it. Vahavinaba, and they asked him there, Atu the Ovi Kachavim Lav Nevela, why do you have to say the cave of the Avodah Zarah, the cave of the Nevela? It's the same thing. The cave of the Avodah Zarah is it not considered a Nevela? I don't know why, because, why, all right.
But,
yeah, but it's more. It has a higher level. It's Asur B'Hanal also. But Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel answers over there, no, Chadi Katana. The Mishnah meant to say it in one statement, Kebas Shchitas Avodis Kachavim Nevela Asura. The shrita of what you're saying, the keva of an animal that was worshipped, even if it was shechted, is considered a nevela, and therefore it's asr b'achila. So our diok is that Shmuel says the stomach is mutter. The Mishnah says clear that the stomach that Shmuel explains the Mishnah the stomach is asr. So he says lo kasha, there's no kasha. Kan kodim chazara, the kan la'achas chazara, the Mishnah lo zazim koma. Remember, we had our Mishnah where Rabbi Shmuel was asking Rabbi Yeshua questions, right? So here the Mishnah Masechas Chulin that says that the chilev that's inside the stomach is asr b'chila, that is before Rabbi Yeshua was chozer from what he said in our Mishnah. Right? In our Mishnah he said the reason why the cheese of the akum is asr is because they curdle it in the keva of the nevela. Because Rabbi Yeshua thought that was inside there would be asr. But here Shmuel, who's explaining, that's the Mishnah in Chulin. But here, where Shmuel is explaining our mission, that the Isra of the cheese is because they put it in the skin of the stomach, that's after Yeshua retracted and said that the reason why the cheese is Usr is because they put it in Kebus, it's not because they put it in the Kebus Nevela, rather they put it in the Keba of the Avodah Zarah. And then Rabbi Shmuel asked, and it should be Usr Rana as well. But and the Mishnah is Zazim Koma, but once we have a Mishnah, we don't change it. Basically, it's a Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Shnia. So now we have a few reasons why we said the cheese is asr. Number one, we said was because of the giloi. Number two, we just said that it's impossible that there won't be this leftover, this tzichtzuche chalav. Right, Rashi. It's important. Rashi should have read it. Right, lefish iyashal gvina below tzichtzuche chalav, ben guma shal gvina nishar min achalav. Between in the crevices of the cheese, Rashi says there's going to be leftover milk. The chalav shel chova ovi chachavim, the ein yisrael roeh oaser, and it would be a chalav akum that's stuck in there. Dilma arei ba chalav tameh, maybe mixed inside non kosher milk. The chalav tameh ein omid, chalav tameh does not curdle. The meirev tameh betahar, atamor nishar in nisuve the chal batar shakorin mishka, and that we left over. I don't know what to call it. We left over this liquid. The chalav tamei asur min haTorah, it's asur min haTorah. So we're afraid that he may have mixed non-kosher milk and kosher milk and curdled it. And you can say, but then the non-kosher milk, yeah, but maybe there's a little liquid left over. You might think you would be get a suffix. That milk could be the kosher milk that didn't curdle, or maybe it's a non-kosher milk that he put in. So that was reason number two. Shmuel says it's because they curdle it in the skin of the stomach of a nevela, and Rav Malkia, we're up to now, and Amud Beis, Rav Malkia, Mishmei de Rav Ada, Rav Ava Amar, Vipnei Shemachlikim Panel, B'Shuman Chazir. They would smear on it the fat of a pig. I guess that's why they would do it. I guess, I don't know why. Rav Chizda Amar, Rav Chizda says, no, Vipnei Shemachlikim Osa B'Chomitz. They would have a kernel or stand in vinegar. Right? And the vinegar of the Avodah Zarah is Asr, because it could come from Yayin Nesach. It would have been vinegar that was originally wine of the guy that turned into vinegar by the wine, became asr because of Yayin Nesach or Stam Yenam, and they would use that to be mamid the cheese, and that would make it asr. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Mipnei Shemamidun Osa B'Sraf Orla. They would use, how do you define Sraf? Sraf is like the sap that comes out of fruits of Orla. And the Orla itself is asr b'achila, and he used the sap to that's the Dover Maimid, that makes that asr b'achila. So now they check a little bit on that. Now the problem is the sap of Orla is a machlokas, whether it's usr or not. So he says, Kiman. Because who Rabbi Nachman who says that the reason why the cheese is usr is because they're mamming it with the sap of the fruits of Orla, who does he hold like? Ki hatana, he holds like this Tana, it should be the Tanan, it's the Mishnah Perek Aleph of Orla. The Tanan, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Hamamid, right, if you make cheese, right, Besraf Orla with the sap of the Orla, right, usr, it becomes usr, Mipnei Shehu Peri, because the Sraf itself is considered the fruit. It's part of the fruit, and therefore it has the same status as the fruit. It's asr b'chila, and if you use that as a thing to make the cheese, so it's a davar amayim with it, that's something that's asr. So, but the other but there's a machlokus over there, which is which I believe is Rabbi Yeshua says that the sap is not considered peiri, then for it to be mutter. The Gemara says no. Afilu timi Rabbi Yeshua. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree in this case that the sap used here is usser, and therefore the cheese would be usser, right? Because adkan lo pligar Yeshua the Rabbi Glazer el bekafta de Gaza. When does Rabbi Yeshua argue? He only argues with the sap that comes out, I guess, of the geza, of the trunk that comes out of the bark. That he says is not considered peiri. That's not considered orla. I'm a katfa de peiri, but like the juices that flow out of the fruit itself, modi. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that has the din of a pri, and therefore if your mom made the milk to make cheese from the juice of the fruit of orla, it would become aser. Behind it's not, and that's what it says in the Mishnah Orla there. Amr Rabbi Yeshua says shamati befeirish. I heard explicitly, shemami b'srafa olin, b'srafa ikarin, if you curdle the cheese in the sap of the leaves, or the sap of the branches, it would be mutter, but b'srafa pagin, but with the sap of the pagin, which is the fruit that hasn't completely ripened yet, usser. That would be usser. Why? Mipnei shehu peri, because it's fruit. Because that's considered the fruit, and therefore it has the status of the orla, and therefore the cheese would get the status of the orla as well. You have a bunch of reasons. We'll see Tosfos in a second. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, which maybe you could put Tosfos in the list, who says, well, none of this applies with Mahazeh, and it should be Mutter. So he says, so we'll read that in a second. He says, Bein l'Rav Chisda, but now if we go at the end, Bein l'Rav Chisda, who said the reason that the Isra of the cheese is because they use the chomets, they use the yayin nesech vinegar. Ubein l'Rav Nachman, and according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, that they use the sraf of the orla, titzer b'hana, then it should be aser b'hana also. The gzeir was only the cheese aser b'achila. But if the reason is because you're using the vinegar, or you're using the orla, that should be aser b'hana. So Tosos says those guys, those shitos, are knocked out. So let's look at this interesting Tosos on Amud Aleph, by Tosot Chad, the bottom Tosos. It's a big Tosos. We're going to find the Rabbeinu Tam. It says, yeah, dead center, over Rabbeinu Tam. A little bit over to the left, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 lines in. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Wait, what was it doing in the last one again?
The last one on the Ovid.
Oh.
Right, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Ki Akshav, nowadays, lo matzinu tam pasha the iser gnivas avodah chachavim. We don't have a simple reason as to why the cheese should be usher. The hatam ha iser hu mishum nikar. He says, lamaskana, the reason that it's usher is because of Gilui. Why? Why is Gilui the only reason left standing? Kira of Yeshua ben Levi, right? The Kaimalon, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you said it? Right, the Kaimalon, Kira of Yeshua ben Levi, Aflagabi Rabbi Yochanan. Because in the Kloli Apsak, if you have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, we hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Koshek and the Gabi Shmuel, and also Kavachomer against Shmuel, he goes against Shmuel, right? The Ha Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan trumps Shmuel, and Rabbi ben Levi trumps Rabbi Yochanan, so then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi clearly trumps Shmuel. The Chain Pasak, Rabbi Nachananel, that's how Rabbi Nachananel Paskin. V'chein v'seder tanoim amoroim, pasak halacha. Wait, am I saying, is it Rishu and Levi? No, Rishu and Levi. Yeah, Rishu and Levi. It's Rishu and Pasi said the name of Rishu and Levi. Okay. The halacha is like Rishu and Levi b'chol makom. So therefore, so Rav Yochanan and Shmuel are knocked out. So we're stuck with Rishu and Levi. The gam divri Rav Adar bar Ava eino klum. The words of Adar bar Ava, whatever Shita was, don't count. It's not Rav Adar Rava who's a Basra. We passed in like Sharei Huskru Dvar Kodim Divrei Rav Chisda, right? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Sharei Kedumim Yoser. He's earlier. He's not a Basra. Fine. So he says that what's only left is basically what's only left is the Gilui. He says Gam Divrei Rav Chisda Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amdu B'Kushia. With the last at the end, we have Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. We were left with the Kasha. The Lekel Lemeichash Nami Mishum Iruv Chol of Tamei. We're not going to be concerned about mixing non kosher milk into the process. The precious lael shelo amud shepeiros rashi shereim kol kshotim lor bochol of tamei me'achash eno omed. They're not foolish enough to do that because everyone's going to see that it's there. So they're not going to do that. It's also a waste. Elavada ena tam el mishum nikor. The only time it's left over is because of nikor. I don't understand why, but Rabbi Yeshua asked on nikor also and knocked it out, right? And but what does Rabbi Tam say? If the whole reason is because of Gilui, va'anu she'ein nechashim mitzuyim b'neinu, we said the other day, we don't have the snakes, right? Ein lachush mishum Gilui. We don't have any reason about Gilui. So you're going to say, oh, what about the davar b'minyan? Ve'ein lomar, the davar b'minyan who? B'tzarach minyan achar la'atiro. Sometimes if there's a takana, it's really knock off that takana if another court comes and explicitly says it's, we're retracting the takana. Right? The only reason Giloy was specific, the reason was built into the takana. So if the reason's out, then the takana's out. Right? So he says we should be mutter to have the cheese. Maybe this is Tosos trying to say, well, we're eating the cheese, so what are we doing? So Tosos is again trying to explain. He says, "Vegarm harharbi mekomos yesha ochlim osam." In many places, they eat the cheese of the goyim. Vipneishim amidim osam beprachim. I guess they would use some sort of actual flowers, like flower, right? They would use flowers to be mamid, right? He says, "Vegarm geoni narvona." The chachamim for narvona hetir osam bimkom mitam shamir osam beprachim. They would use this flower. Vimiu bimkomenu shamidim osam bekeva. But in our places, Rabbi Tam says, where they would actually use the rennet. Right, Omer Harim ben Harachayim sheish tam tzas la'aser. Maybe there's a reason should be aser because there's no other reason other than Gilui. But here it says maybe because mibnei shemolchin hakeva beora that they would salt it. The ika iser the baser b'chalav and then it'll become baser b'chalav. Why? This goes back to what Marcel was saying. The maliach reik roteach. Salting something in the ordea, salting something equals cooking it. The maliach makes it hot. So then you're cooking the milk, the rennet, and the lining together with fire, and that's basur, that'd be a basur b'chalav issue. He says, "Vanira isi mekomo shem aminim nivlas davar acher meliach." So Rabbi Yehonatan says, "I've seen some places where they actually use davar acher. I think is a pig. They would salt the pig lining and use that as the rennet. I don't know. So aminim nivlas davar acher meliach.
How does that solve the problem?
So no, that would make it aser." That would make us. But basically, he's saying pretty much Rabbeinu Tam is going through every shita here, saying either got knocked off in the Gemara, it doesn't apply. The only thing that left is Giloy. Giloy doesn't apply to Zmanazeh. Why is it us, sir? I'm not passing. No, you can look. No, can't pass him off the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. You got to look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim and the Achronim to see how it goes. But it's an interesting Rabbeinu Tam who goes through the shitas. Okay.
I think my rabbi gave a whole shir about
cheese. He did.
I'm sure he did. So he's passing. I said I'm not. Okay. Darish Rav Nachman Reid Rav Chizda. So Rav Nachman, since we had mentioned the pasuk before in Shir Hashirim, right? My Ditziv, when the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says L'reach Shmanecha Tovim, right? It says L'reach Shmanecha Tovim Shemet Rak Shmanecha Akein Alomosa Yavucha. So L'reach Shmanecha Tovim L'matam Chacham Domet. To what is a Tam Chacham comparable to? L'tzlochius Shel Plaitin. So it's like it seems like a plate full of perfume. You know how we translate that? Tzlochius or a spoonful full of perfume. The Megula, Recha, or maybe a bottle. Megula, when it's open, Recha Nodef. When it's open, then like the just like the perfume, the Tamachachim also spreads its wonderful odor. Mechusa Ein Recha Nodef. When it's covered, and it's, the Tamachachim can't be closed up. It can't be stuck in the ivory tower. He has to go out and teach. Velo Od, Ella, Devarim She Mechusa Mimenu Miskalim Lo. Things that then are hidden to him become revealed to him. What that means, Rashi says, the more you teach, the more you expose yourself, you have more secrets revealed to you. Tosfos says, no, when you become a Talmid Chacham, people are going to talk to you, and they'll tell you things that are closed. Right? Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Alamos, right? The word is Alamos. So Alamos, also Dover Ne'elam, things that are hidden. Alamos Ehavucha, Kariba Alumos, things that are hidden. Velo Od, Elisha Malach HaMavis Ohavo. Not only that, if the Talmid Chacham is exposed, so too the Malach HaMavis loves him, I guess won't kill him. Shemar, Alamos Ehavucha. Where's Alamocha? Kri Be Almavis. Alimos, he can break up in Almavis without the Nekudos. Velo Od, Elisha Nochol Shnei Alamos. He inherits, or he's Yorish, two worlds. Olam Azeh, and Olam Abba. Shemar, Alamos, don't say Alamos, Kariba Al Olamos. So Olamos is a chabura that gets put out online, the Olamot chabura. Mm-hmm. I think it comes from this because you get Olam Haba and it's a Rabbi Reisman. It's C. Reisman publication, something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's somebody from Chevron Yeshiva.
Yeah. But I think Reisman is one who's sponsored it. Okay. Next Mishnah. So again, we had the Mishnah before. We talked about things that we go to Zara of the Akum that were usher even Bahana. Now we're having things that are Isurin, are Asr Bachila, but not Asr Bahana. We get into a lot of issues, or a lot of, Lemaisa topics. The Eilat Devarim Shal Odi Chachavim Asurim, these are things that are Asr Bachila, the ain isuran israna, but they're not israna, and you can transact in them. You can sell these things, or you can get the tamana that's not derech achila. Number one, chalav shechalavo ove kochavim, the ain yisroreu, chalav akum, chalav milk that was milked by an akum, and there's no Jew who's watching it. So if there's no Jew watching it, it's chalav akum. If there is a Jew watching it, it's chalav Yisrael. If you hold of Moshe's tshuva, it's not that you're drinking chalav akum. It's that chalav companies becomes chalav Yisrael. That's no one says that chalav akum is mutter to drink. It's just whether or not if you hold of the regulations here are enough, that raises it to the level where it becomes. That's what Rav Moshe calls in the sugya. He always called the chalav companies. He doesn't call it chalav akum. Because Chalav Akum was for sure
Aser. It's a USDA thing.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a whole to-do about that. Ask Rabbi Rabbi, I'm sure he gave a shir about that as well. So, Chalav, 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 Yisroel. Okay. V'hapas v'hashemet shalahem. Their oil and their bread. Pasakum. Right? That's Aser. But Rebbe u'beizdino hitiru hashemet. Rebbe and his beizdin were matir the oil. Problem is that it's not Rebbe. It's Rebbe Huda Nasiya. It's Rebbe's grandson. So a lot of Rishonim say that what had happened, they had the Mishnah, and then later on, after they saw that it was Matir, they put in this line into the Mishnah to let you know that this became Mutter. So the right, the Rashi says it also. He says Rebbe Ubeis Dino Hitir Shemen Lo Garcinon. That's not the Girsa. Talav Iu Sharia. It wasn't Rebbe who was Matir. It El Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Barbarei Sharia. It was Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, his grandson, who Matir it. So okay. So Rashi says right away. What? Right. The hashlakos. Shlakos is the bishlakum, things that are cooked. Ukvashim. These are fish and vegetables that they you salt or you pickle, right? Shadarkan lases latochon yayin v'chometz, because they would pickle and they would put in it either wine or vinegar. So those things become asr bachila, but it's maybe stam yeman.
But then what kind of oil is it?
Any of their oil, I think. I think any oil. It doesn't say any difference. Just a shemen. Just a shemen. I don't know what he's saying in the article. Does it say olive oil?
It says oil.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's not gas.
Right. So, the taris trufa. What's the taris trufa? The taris trufa is the small fish that are kosher, right? There's a small fish that are kosher, and that they would chop them up, small. And since you wouldn't be able to recognize them, and we wouldn't be able to see the simani tahara in the fish, they would put in other types of fish, like sort of like a filter fish, I guess, and they would chop it up and put it in. There, that becomes asr b'chila. V'tzir she'ein ba daga kalbi shotet chesbo. And the tzir is also a type of kosher fish that doesn't have the dalga kabis in it. So Rashi says, this tzir she'ein ba daga kalbi shotet chesbo, chedera kalbis ligodo me'alea v'tzir shel dagim tahorim. There's some... He seems to say that there's some sort of spontaneous generation of some sort of fish or something that, or some sort of, I don't know, some sort of worm or something that grows in the brine of this fish. And if you don't have it in there, you could be choshesh that it's not from that fish. Right? See, right? Rashi says, "Tzederech kalbus ligodol me'aleha b'tzir shel dagim tahorim." This kalbus would grow in the brine of the kosher fish. V'imyesh tzir dag tamimo. But if there was also brine from a non-kosher fish, lo tigad la kalbis bo, then the kalbis wouldn't grow, the hi atzma tamea. And that means the stuff itself, I guess the kalbis itself is also tamea. But it's a simon, if the kalbis isn't there, then maybe there's non-kosher fish chopped up in there as well. Okay. And the hachilak. The chilak, Rashi says, is the small fish that doesn't have the snapir and kaskesis when it's young, but it only gets it when it's older. Right? So the chalik that doesn't have it, the Chachamim asked to get it from the Goyim because you can't tell. Maybe the Chalik itself is kosher, the Chilak itself is kosher, but maybe there's other stuff mixed up inside. You can't tell it's kosher yet until it matures. The Koret Shel Chiltis. What's the Koret Shel Chiltis? It's some sort of, I don't know, Rashi says, Min Pri Shekorin Lazara. How's it translated? Koret Shel Chiltis. Umechatin Esakarta B'Sakin V'Aser Mishum Shim Nusud Sakina. You know, I'm not saying what they do, but what is the filtis?
It just says a grain of filtis. It doesn't
even translate it.
No,
okay.
No.
I'll
tell you what.
It just some sort of plant. They're worried about it. I guess this plant used to be cut with some sort of specific knife, and this specific knife used to be used for something else, and they're worried that the knife would use it for the, would transfer the taste. Umelech shal kodnis. This is, I guess, some salt. He says it's some salt that they used to, Martin on Laflamatas says it's some salt that the bakers, the Roman bakers would use. Hare elu asurin the inisur nisarnal. And then the Mishnah repeats, these things are asur ba'achila, but they're not asur ba'hana. The Gemara says, chalav, it comes to the milk. Lamai nichushle. What are we concerned about when it comes to the milk? Imishum ichalufe, if you're concerned that the guys are trying to pass off non-kosher milk, or milk from a non-kosher animal, for kosher milk, you shouldn't have to worry about. Ta'ar chivar, kosher milk that comes from a kosher animal is whitish. Tamei yarok, and non-kosher is yarok. Yarok in the Gemara doesn't mean green; it means yellowish. It means yellowish. That's when you have all the it says that Esther was green, was yarok. She wasn't green. She was, maybe she was jaundiced. She was yellowish. That doesn't mean green. Like a Maria, that's what olive skin, something like that. Yarok usually means yellow in the Gemara, yellowish. So you can tell that there's a difference. There's a difference between the kosher milk and the non-kosher milk, because the kosher milk is going to be white, and the non-kosher milk is going to be a different color. So we're concerned about that. V'imishum i'aruve, well, if you're going to be concerned that he mixes it together, he's going to mix, not he's going to pass one off from the other, but he's going to mix the two together, so nekum, so we have a way to figure it out. Go curdle it. Try to make cheese out of it. If you can make the cheese out of it, then you know that that vat has milk, kosher milk. If you can't make the cheese out of it, then you know that it's part, it's not kosher milk.
You can just use a time bath for a preservative.
Right, so nekum, so what? But it's a
But then it would curdle.
What do you mean?
If you put a small amount just to...
Of what, non-kosher milk?
Yeah.
No, non-kosher milk doesn't curdle.
No, for a tiny amount of, let's say, from the donkey, you put it there, it would still maintain the...
But you would still have the liquid there. There would still be leftover liquid. Because non-kosher milk doesn't curdle, Gemara says. Right, so he says, Nekum, the Amar Mar, Chalav Tahor, we say, Chalav Tahor, kosher milk, Ome, can become cheese. Chalav Tamei, Ein Ome, does not become cheese. So you would know. So the Gemara says, fine, that works fine and dandy, but the person wants to eat it. What if I want to drink it right now? I have to wait, I have to curdle it, and wait, what's going to be? Either kabay likvino hachinami, you're right. But hachubay eskina, the bakay likamcha. He wants to drink it, or he wants to use it to cook, or something like that, right? What's likamcha? Likamcha is maicha. He wants to eat it right now. So what are you supposed to do? So he says, v'nishko mine kali v'nekom. So take a little bit, and try to curdle that. The Gemara says, no, it's similar to what Yoni was saying. Now you can't just curdle it, because not every bit of the kosher milk also curdles. So if all kosher milk, there's going to be some liquid left over. You saw that before; it's left over in the crevices. So now I take this milk that the guy gave me. I'll curdle it, and I curdle it, and I see that
it's not curdling.
I can't know for sure that this is from a guy in Usser. I can't know for sure this is not from a guy in Mutter, because just because it didn't curdle, maybe put in a little bit, but and what didn't curdle was the kosher part. I mean, you can't make that determination. You can't tell for sure. What?
The whey did not curdle.
No, it turns into whey. The milk is...
It's a byproduct.
Right, but the... Yeah. Right. Right. Or even if you say that it would all curdle, all the kosher milk would curdle, there still could be, like you said, there could be now a little bit of the non-kosher stuff left over in the crevices. So it's not a test. So that can't work. So I guess we're left. What the reason is that we're concerned that maybe he mixed in some non-kosher milk with the kosher milk, and you can't tell. That seems to be the reason for the gzerah of. The zera of chalav akum, because that there might be some leftover chalav tamei, and you can't tell. You won't be able to tell. You couldn't be able to tell. That, next, vehapas, and their bread. So bread became an issue in the Middle Ages also, because it's a staple of it's a
food staple.
It's a food staple, and there, apparently historically there weren't that many bakers at the time. The Jewish bakers. There are lots of articles written about why pas akum. The pas akum, people much more makel about it. We'll see Tosas says something as well. Much more makel about pas akum when it came to yayin and to cheese and to milk. Samra kahana amrav yochanan pas lo hutcher bebeisdin. Ooh, what does that mean? Pas, the bezdin did not matter it. Mishklal, Yikam Adashari. Must mean that someone did want to make it mutter. Right away off the bat, they say, he has to say specifically, you should know that they didn't, they weren't matter the pas. Meaning somewhere along the line, if you tell them they didn't matter, you have to be concerned if somebody was matter it. Someone says, in, there was somebody trying to matter it. Dechi Asa Rav Dimi Amar. So Rav Dimi came, he said, Pamachas Yotzer Rebbe said that. One time Rebbe, I'm not sure this is Rebbe or Rebbe Shu, the CEO went to the field. Vehevi Obi Kukavim from the pas porti. He brought him this big, this pot from this big ma'afesa, and this big piece of bread. Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Kama na pazo, how wonderful is this loaf? Ma ro chamin oser, why the chamin say it's oser? Ma ro chamin, why the chamin say it's oser? Mishum chasnus, because it's a staple, you're going to be eating with each other, and there's going to be intermarriage. Ela ma ro chamin oser vasadi, he said, why the chamin say it's oser to eat it in the field? There's nobody here in the field, why can't I eat it in the field? Right? Right, so kasvuri ma'am hit your Rebbe a pas. So people thought that Rebbe was matir pas, at least in the fields, not in the bakery. Although that's not true, Rebbe lo hitir pas. Rebbe did not matir pas. So that's why he had to say specifically that it wasn't hutter. The ite Rav Yosef, itame Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar lo kachay ma'isa. This wasn't the ma'isa. Ela Amar pamachas alach Rebbe mokum ach echad. Rebbe went to one place. Vara pas dochuk talmidim. He saw that his talmidim didn't have bread. Amar Rebbe ain kan paltar. There's no baker here to sell them bread. So Kesuvim Ram Lomar Paltar Ovichom. The Rebbe was saying there's no any baker. There's no goyish baker here. So they thought that people thought that if it's a goyish baker, he would allow them to eat it. No, but who lost Amar Ela Paltar Yisrael? He's talking about a Jewish baker. Amar Chavo Afilu Man Damar Paltar Ovichovim Lo Amaron. Even according to the Man Damar who says that there was no heter for breaking the bread, Ela Deleka Paltar Yisrael. Sorry, Afilu Man Damar that. Palter of Kachovim would be mutter. So there is somebody right away who says, where did that come from? That someone says that pas written by a baker, a non-Jewish baker, is mutter. That's El Deleka Palter Yisrael. That's only if there's no kosher baker around. Av welcome to Ika Palter Yisrael, no. But if there's a kosher baker or a Jewish baker around, then no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Ma Damar Palter of Kachovim is mutter Hani Mili Basada. That's only in the fields. But Ba'ir lo. But it would be mutter in the city, Mishum Chisnas, because of Chasnas. Evo is the name of a chacham. Have a manchis ocho patari mitzri. He was biting and eating bread of a goy in the fields next to the city. Amalu Rava. Rava says to his talmidim, "Vitein Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo tishtau." I guess don't listen to him to what he's doing, or don't listen to anything he has to say. Because he's eating heathen bread. So Tosos says mechal deikol mandashari. He says, look at that Tosos, the lower one on the page. Be the Gomer Paslo Hutcher based in. The fact that he said the Pas was not Hutcher based in, Michlal the Iboi Havisharule. It's Michlal that it would have been able to, a based in could matter it. Right? Alma lo Pashat Isura. Must be that the Takada was not popular, it didn't go out, because otherwise you would need Godly Man of a Chachman Minyan to matter it. When we can't Samchu Atalecho Pashal Ovikachavim. Tosos says, now this is why we do eat the Pasal Ovikachavim. Kevon shelo pashat isur b'chol Yisrael. The takana wasn't, the enactment wasn't accepted by everybody. The yesh l'smoch al divar Shimon Gamliel, the Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, the army ain gzorim gozim gzera al tziba el became rov tzibi chol amabo. We can't handle it. If the gzera is too much, it doesn't work. V'od raya, another raya, the amar l'kaman, because later on they asked Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, they said, v'yamein atatir afas apas, we should matir the pas, v'lo yiniyach lahatir, elim yishun lahav lekar l'based in sharia. The only reason why they said no is because they didn't want to be known as a lenient Beis Din, but they thought they should be able to do it, right? The acharav bo Beis Din acher sheituru, and there must have been another Beis Din that came to matter it. The odar Rabbi Yerushalmi, the Pirkin, who were karakavish to Shabbos, pas amdulavi tiru, that they were matter it. And then he said, so Tosa says that pas akum was mutter apparently, but he says umisha nizri pas over the chavim mutul echol umisha even nizri bakar achas. He says it's not it becomes an isser if you hold of it, it becomes an isser gavra, not an isser chefta. There's no tarovis, so you can eat on the same plate. Somebody eating pas akum and eating pas yisrael can eat on the same plate. Afo pisha tam pas akum is arav pas yisrael. The ein lahachmir laasrael de tarovis. They don't have a tarovis. The lozer agros al tarovis to my. Right, they say there's no tarovus. But you see right away, right off the bat, the Gemara is struggling, and they see this tension, and it seems like Pas was somehow became mutter, and Tosos says that Pas, they were so many, put on the list again as another Tosos, saying what they did doesn't necessarily correspond to what the Gemara says. Okay. Right.